This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Alabama and Georgia Association of Realtors filed a legal challenge Wednesday night in a D.C. district court to the Biden administration's new national eviction moratorium. They argue the Center for Disease Control and Prevention's order Tuesday barring evictions through October 3rd exceeds the CDC's powers. Lawmakers in New York have called for New York Democrat Governor Andrew Cuomo to resign following the release of the state attorney general's report on evidence of sexual harassment. Cuomo's own party, including the president, is calling for Cuomo to step down. New York City Mayor Democrat Bill de Blasio on CNN.
This is textbook sexual harassment, and then unfortunately making it worse, in some cases even sexual assault. Disgusting and troubling and unacceptable, and he needs to leave office immediately.
We are USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
More pushback on the infrastructure bill. Dan Naraki reports.
The Senate may be coming close to voting on the $1.2 trillion bipartisan infrastructure bill, currently voting on a string of amendments to the spending package. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer has indicated that he would keep the Senate in session to finish work on the bill, with the chamber scheduled to leave for a month-long recess next week. Senator Tani Tuberville says that the country does need an infrastructure package, but for the right reasons. The Alabama Republican tells Newsmax TV that even with the amendments, he still feels there's not enough in the bill for rural areas of the country.
There's not enough for the rural areas in the southern states and even in the western and midwestern states. We have to have more money for the rural areas of this country for infrastructure, for broadband. If we don't get that, it's not fair to send three-fourths of it or one-third of it or half of it to the northeast quarter of the country for trains and ferries and those kind of things. People all over the country need help in this infrastructure bill.
USA Radio News.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
The Supreme Court in June said the CDC does not have the power to impose an eviction moratorium. On Tuesday, the CDC extended the moratorium to early October. That will end up in a constitutional showdown. Dan Naraki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau explains.
The CDC has announced a new ban on evictions running through early October, applying to areas of the country with high or substantial transmission of COVID-19. The previous federal ban had expired at the end of July after a Supreme Court ruling that the executive branch didn't have the power to extend that ban and that Congress would have to take action. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy says the administration's most recent actions are unconstitutional. The California Republican tells Fox News that the president bent to the will of a minority in his party to impose the new ban.
Well, it wasn't just the president said it, the Supreme Court said it. And then the White House went back and told Congress that they had to take action. Nancy Pelosi couldn't put it through, and because some socialists in Congress protested, they bent the knee. But what's really telling here, regardless of where you stand on the issue, we believe in the rule of law. They know this is breaking the law, but they are doing it. They're breaking the Constitution. That's breaking the foundation of the institution of who we are.
The Alabama and Georgia Association of Realtors filed a legal challenge Wednesday night
Earth's spin has been slowing little by little since it formed about 4.5 billion years ago. That slowing is good, says Gregory Dick, a microbiologist at the University of Michigan. It means days are getting longer, which helps some bacteria produce more oxygen. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Did you? I'll tell you, with all that's going on, it's no wonder. Well, you know, look, at the basis of all this, this is all causal, okay? This just didn't come out of nowhere. We've been moving in this direction for a long time. Ever since we decided to, you know, to walk away from, you know, from, you know, from God and from any kind of, you know, moral grounding here, you know, we've entered into the world of chaos at every point. I mean, as we were talking with, you know, Dr. Riley, you know, we have forsaken reason, sadly. And common sense is out the door. I mean, obviously on display. I mean, we've got what's happening down on the southern border. We've got illegal immigrants coming into the country. Many are not even checked on COVID, but yet all of a sudden there's this, you know, nearing lockdown once again of our country and these restrictions, wear masks and let's shut down business and restrictions and all these ideas coming back once again, you know, for what? And yet we're allowing, you know, I guess here recently was a 1,700 people with COVID, and there's been thousands of people now with COVID reported by Border Patrol and ICE that are in the interior of our country. I mean, these are human-infected missiles that have been sent into the interior of our country. And like what? We can't even ask the question, like, why? You know, what is the purpose? You know, what is Joe Biden and the Democrats? What is their plan? What are they trying to do here? What are they trying to affect? I mean, some have said, well, they need new voters because of what happened in 2020. It's clear that they're losing their base. And so they open up the gates and, you know, presumably everybody that comes in is going to be so grateful. I mean, obviously they come in with T-shirts, you know, thank you, Joe Biden, you know, that they're going to align themselves with the Democrats. But little do they know, the Democrats aren't necessarily the Democrats. I mean, the Democrats, by personality, are very schizophrenic. I mean, because you have the AOC wing along with Bernie Sanders, the socialist wing that seems to be the one with the megaphone right now and seems to be in control of what's going on in the interior of the White House. You've got a few moderate, you know, moderate Democrats there and maybe some of the old blue dog Democrats. And then you have Democrats that are just kind of confused, you know, like they're watching a ping pong match with their heads going back and forth, trying to figure out what the heck is going on. And how do they survive? Because, you know, the bottom line of politics, especially when you get at the federal level, you know, if you think it's about you, let me get you a memo here real quick and a wake up call. It's not about you and me. It's not about we the people. It's not about the Constitution. The way the system is set up, and this is dysfunctional. I mean, you talk about something being systemic. This is systemic. It's all about their survival. It's all about, you know, it's all about the next election. Okay, maybe they get to, you know, legislate and do governance on behalf of the people for a couple of months, but the rest of it is all this other, you know, noise and idea of, okay, you know, you talk about quid pro quo. I mean, we heard so much about quid pro quo. Nancy Pelosi is the queen mother of quid pro quo. I mean, if you think not, all you had to hear was the threats that she put out regarding this January 6th, you know, special committee hearing, that if people didn't cooperate, you know, there were going to be consequences. So here's the quid pro quo. You know, you cooperate, you're a good boy and girl, you know, good things are going to happen to you. She's got control of lots of money, lots of influence. You know, she'll make sure that if there's any attack, any primarying that could be done against you, you know, you'll be a protected class within, you know, Congress. I mean, this is the kind of stuff that goes on. And then you wonder why we're looking at $30 trillion in debt and some of the goofy bills that are passed. And you go, how did that happen? Well, this is how it happens. When you get your eye off the ball and you all you can think about is your very own skin and getting reelected. I mean, I've spoken with congressmen, I've spoken with senators who go in with ideology and think, oh, they're going to go and they're going to do this, they're going to change this. Let me tell you, the systems are so rock solid. The paradigm is so fixed on the Beltway that it's near impossible. Yeah, you might be able to carve out a niche like, you know, Senator Tom Coburn that we honor and remember and miss so dearly, because what a contributor. You know, to We the People, and a fighter for We the People. And, of course, it continues today with, you know, Adam Andrzejewski and Open the Books and holding, you know, our government accountable about the money they're spending. At least it's out there. We're at least beginning to have a little bit of an idea of the waste that happens in government. And somehow, because it's so profuse and unending, that somehow we just accept it. But at some point, ladies and gentlemen, somebody's going to come calling for that $30 trillion debt. Just like they come calling, you know, for your mortgage or any other debt that you, I mean, at some point. But, you know, and I don't know if it's got to get to the point where we're at $50 trillion before that happens. But clearly, I think we can all appreciate and understand we're moving in the wrong direction here. And then, you know, Joe Biden's plans are to add more money. Let's find ways to, you know, just add to the budget. At least with Donald Trump, when he was looking at infrastructure, he was coming up with creative ways to save us money, to get, you know, corporate America involved, where it could be a win-win proposition. Oh, no, can't do that. You know, let's make it all about the government. Here's the government. We are your daddy, and we're going to do this for you. And we're going to be the big champions of infrastructure and everything like that. Instead of letting, you know, the people who are going to benefit most, you know, corporate America and everybody else, you know, participating, putting skin in the game instead of just the taxpayer. And, of course, what happens when it's done politically, as we're seeing with all this other money, it has a tendency to lean to a political interest, right? And all, you know, I shouldn't say all, but a proportion, a large proportion, I should say, the majority of the money that's going out there is to heal the blue states who are in trouble. I mean, just follow the money. Check it out. Adam Andrzejewski had opened the books. You look at it and you see right there where that money is going. And this is our money. See, and this is what the Democrats do all the time whenever they're in charge. They get the combination to the lock and of our treasury. They open up, you know, the vault. And they come in with their carpet bags and they take as much money as they can. And who do they take care of? Do they take care of the everyday American? Oh, no. They may say, oh, we're going to take care of the poor with this. And so, you know, the guards kind of let them in because, they're going to take care of poor people. So we're going to let them do this. But what they do is just take care of themselves. Maybe they give a little bit to the poor, you know, kind of like what we've done with the war on poverty since 1964 and Lyndon Baines Johnson. Right. Oh, we're going to take care of the poor. Of course, forget the fact that he did say, and in convincing the Southern Democrats, look at you, you pass this bill and, you know, you'll have people of color. He didn't say people of color. He said the N-word, you know, voting Democrat, you know, for 100 years. Well, they've almost made it. Except the problem is, you know, people of color are realizing, hey, after almost $30 trillion for the war on poverty, the money that was targeted, you know, for them, poor people, mostly people of color, they've got bupkis. Okay, you know, they've gotten crumbs. You know, it's like Marie Antoinette. They gave us cake. All right. And then you ask, what happened with all the money? As Bob Whitson says, Bill, look at most of that money went to bureaucrats to administrate. 70% of the money of $30 trillion went to administrate the war on poverty. What a big waste. This is all brought to you by the government. This is the way they think. It's all about self-servants. I'm Bill Martinez. It's 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ, based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Right now, millions of Americans have an uneasy feeling about the future. That's why they're quietly stockpiling as much emergency food as they can. What about you? Do you have enough emergency food to get you through a prolonged crisis? If not, take a moment to shop My Patriot Supply. We're America's leader in emergency preparedness and survival. Since 2008, we've served several million American families like yours. In fact, our mission is your survival. So head on over to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few of our tasty emergency food kits. Our food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage and is shipped quickly and discreetly to your door. One day, you might be eating breakfast, lunch, or dinner while everyone else is standing in a food line. Avoid that. It's too late to act once the other shoe drops. It's time to be self-reliant and prepared. And now you can. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Dan Perkins with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. The VA is working closely with the Center for Disease Control and Prevention and with other federal partners to provide COVID-19 vaccines as quickly and safely as they can. The VA knows that you have lots of questions and information is changing so fast, so please check back to the VA.gov website for updates, and they will continue to update the website on a regular basis to give you the latest information. If you find yourself not enrolled in the VA, but you need a COVID-19 vaccine, then go to the VA.gov and locate the nearest VA facility to you so you can reach out and find out how you can schedule your vaccine shots. If you happen to be not only a veteran, but a spouse of a veteran or caregiver or a CHAMP VA recipient, the VA will contact you and let you know when your vaccine shot will be ready. This has been your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. This is Dan Perkins, and thanks for listening.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez.
Hey, we're back with you. 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, BillMartinezShow.com. You go right there, and the host of all these, you know, these great people that we're able to get on your behalf. I mean, this isn't about 8-second sound bites. You know, we want to bring on people here who are experts in their respective fields. You know, people like Dr. Riley that can address, you know, these cultural issues, scientists that can talk about, you know, COVID, whatever it is, experts on immigration, and the archive of these interviews are right there, absolutely free. We're givers. We don't charge you anything for it. Download, listen at your own convenience as a podcast. Share it with your friends and neighbors. It's our gift to you. So thank you for being a part of the solution, and we will continue to be faithful to remain fresh and independent, as they say, in order to you know, bring you the whole truth and nothing but. Megan Barth joins us now, the founder and proprietor of ReaganBabe.com. Megan, how are we doing?
Doing well, Bill. How are you?
Hey, doing terrific. Glad we were able to connect here. Arizona Senate has served Maricopa County with a subpoena for routers, ballot envelopes, voter databases. What is going on in Maricopa? Also, I knew that here recently, I mean, this is quite telling. When the Justice Department puts pressure on the ballot counters, the auditors there, and I mean, these are everyday people, Megan. These aren't people that, you know, making millions of dollars and representing some big corporation or anything like that. And the heavy hand of the government, backed by our tax, you know, our taxes, comes in, and they're just bullying these people and trying to do everything they can to stop this audit. So you know, it's quite telling. It gives me some indication that they may be onto something. And the Biden Justice Department is shaking in their boots, and they're trying to do everything they can to stop the audit.
Well, and Maricopa County has also subpoenaed Dominion. And since just in the last couple of days, Dominion and Maricopa County simply just ignored the subpoenas. So now we're on to the next step. When the DNC sends 100 lawyers down to Arizona to stop the audit, you have to kind of scratch your head and say, well, why? Why are they so afraid of transparency? This will simply prove that Joe Biden received the most presidential votes in the history of our country, and will just confirm and solidify his wins so we can all move forward. But instead, what we have is not only lawyers being sent to the DNC by the hundreds. As you indicate, we have the DOJ that's now meddling and interfering and actually threatening other states with legal recourse and lawsuits should they even dare to audit their election results.
And it's interesting. They do it on the basis that they, not the DOJ, is interfering with a what they perceive to be a legitimate election. How can you perceive that to be when you don't have all the facts and there's so much evidence here that you have to ignore? I mean, it's no wonder that over 50% of America, this is Democrats, Republicans alike, that say that, you know, this deserves an audit. That, I believe, is a fair solution to a question that keeps hampering people. As we were talking with Dr. Riley earlier, Megan, you know, there's all kinds of, we call it vaccine hesitancy, because there's breakdown in trust of the institutions today, in particular the government. And I posed the question. I said, do you think that the biggest problem in this whole deal in trust of the government is the fact that, you know, they question the legitimacy of this 2020 election? He says, well, that's an interesting point. And I think, well, to me, I think that's the gray cloud that hovers over what every deal that we're talking about, whether it's vaccine hesitancy, whether it's the ridiculousness at the border, I mean, on and on, the things and the policies that the Democrats have been trying to push upon the people. The people are losing trust. I mean, look at Joe Biden's approval. I mean, he's dive bombing on this on the COVID response, and he's down 13 points in popularity.
Right, like he couldn't get any lower, but here he is. And this is exactly to your point. There is such a high distrust in government as well as the media I think Congress and the media are fighting for dead last place with only, I think, 10% to 13% of the voters really trusting those two institutions. And that says more about the government and the press than it does about the American people, whereby they have completely lost credibility, especially when it comes to not only election but the coronavirus response. But in the election specifically, never in the history have we witnessed all the swing states just suddenly stop counting the votes because, oh, I guess they were tired. You know, never before. And just the swing states stopped counting. So when everything is shrouded in secrecy, Bill, that's when people start to not only pay attention and ask what's going on, that's when the level of distrust heightens because of the lack of transparency.
Exactly.
If we do not have transparent elections, then we are no better than the elections in Venezuela or Iran or other dictatorial regimes.
Well, you're exactly right. And the thing is America is waking up. I mean, the fact that you have this increasing growing number of people saying, hey, look, at what's the big problem? Let's just audit the number. I mean, hey, if Joe Biden is the legitimate president, the number shows it out. Hey, case closed. I mean, we spent $70 million all this time. And I think 70 is a very conservative number when we talk about it. We even had to go through an impeachment process with the last president. For 4 years, we heard how he was illegitimate. God forbid that anybody say anything like illegitimate Joe Biden presidency, because everybody, you know, the left goes into conniption fits and, you know, they roll themselves up in the fetal position. You've hurt my feelings. And how dare you, you know, question, you know, who we perceive as a legitimate president. Well, this is unprecedented, Megan. We've never had numbers like this. We've never had an election fraud perpetrated to such a degree that was so well orchestrated. I mean, who made the call to tell these, I think it was five of these centers, these voting centers, to shut down the counting? Who told, some one person was there, or some group of people orchestrated the whole thing that happened on election night, that they all shut down, and here you have these numbers that reversed so dramatically. I mean, to such a degree, Mike Lindell pointed out, and Mike is, you know, people say, well, he's just a pillow guy. Well, this guy happens to be wired for mathematics, and as he admits in his book, that because of mathematics, he was able to maintain a drug habit as a gambler, because he knew numbers. And he said, look, at when you have numbers like what you saw that night before you went to bed, it's 8 to 10, there's no way. You know, the odds are so much in the favor of Donald Trump that he would win all those states. And he ends up losing every one, because that's impossible. Mathematically, it is impossible.
Correct. And we're supposed to believe that Joe Biden actually received more votes than Barack Obama in counties that Barack Obama won by great margins. When the math doesn't make sense and when the math doesn't add up, it's likely untrue. And this is why what I don't understand, Bill, is how can the Democrats from 1 year go to, and over 4 years, say that the election was stolen, there was election manipulation, you know, the Russians did it, you know, et cetera, et cetera. And then all of a sudden flip the switch and say, oh, this was the most secure election ever.
Yeah,
well,
right.
What did they do to secure it?
Right.
There wasn't anything to change the election except to make it more loose in the fact that they skirted around state statutes, they sent in mail ballots everywhere, and I can guarantee you that this virus will keep on going on well throughout the midterms because the Democrats need to hijack another election.
Well, right now we're at the Delta variant, so we've got the rest of the alphabet to get through, which will carry us through the midterm and on to 2024. It could very well be their plan if we cannot put a stop to this. And, oh, yeah, by the way, a week from this past Tuesday, you have Mike Lindell's 72-hour symposium that we're going to link it on our website, and you can look at 72 hours of the evidence. It is quite compelling. And to your point, Megan Barth, the bottom line, he says the numbers are Donald Trump, over 80 million votes, and Joe Biden, less than 68.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems. Listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guarantee quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Alabama and Georgia Association of Realtors filed a legal challenge Wednesday night in a D.C. district court to the Biden administration's new national eviction moratorium. They argue the Center for Disease Control and Prevention's order Tuesday barring evictions through October 3rd exceeds the CDC's powers. Lawmakers in New York have called for New York Democrat Governor Andrew Cuomo to resign following the release of the state attorney general's report on evidence of sexual harassment. Cuomo's own party, including the president, is calling for Cuomo to step down. New York City Mayor Democrat Bill de Blasio on CNN.
This is textbook sexual harassment, and then unfortunately making it worse, in some cases even sexual assault. Disgusting and troubling and unacceptable, and he needs to leave office immediately.
We are USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez.
Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us, and it's also great to have the award-winning journalist and founder of Hispana Global, Jeanette Kaplan, is with us, and we're going to talk to her in just a moment because we're talking about, you know, the summer winding down. Yeah, it is. Kids are heading back to school. It's important to be prepared with a first aid kit to take care of the cuts and scrapes, those little boo-boos that come with whatever life or your kids throws your way. Experts say preparedness is key for families, and here to help, as I mentioned, is mom blogger, award-winning journalist, Jeanette Kaplan, who is teaming with Band-Aid Brand to help you build your own first aid kit. Kaplan is a bilingual journalist who's been on numerous network shows like Dr. Oz, Good Morning America, The Chew, Despierta America, and CNN Latino. Jeanette Kaplan, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thanks so much for having me, Bill.
Hey, this is awesome that you're here to talk about boo-boos and scrapes because, hey, look, they come with kids and they come with school, don't they?
Oh, 100%. And with all the changes in protocol, parents really need to be prepared more than ever for whatever the new school year might bring. That's why first aid is really something that you need to start thinking about.
Well, the one thing about this COVID era, it definitely has upped the game of mothers, grandparents, parents, even adults around the world, that we had to really get hygiene in order. It's a great opportunity, has been a great opportunity for parents, say, to remind the kids, hey, make sure you wash your hands. And of course, now we've got to watch, you know, distance and that sort of thing, and where masks are, required. Then, hey, look, let's not fuss here. Let's just be prepared and take care of business and focus on the things that are most important, like you being in school and learning, right?
Oh, 100%. And honestly, when you're prepared for anything, it brings you so much relief because you know what to expect. And that's why I'm a huge fan of Band-Aid Brand's annual Build Your Own First Aid Kit promotion exclusively at Target. It really helps parents be prepared for anything that life or kids throw at them, because you honestly never know if they're going to fall, if they're going to scrape their knees. And that's why I always tell parents to be prepared with a kit in their car, at home, and I even keep an extra one in the kitchen.
Mm-hmm. Wow. You got to keep them all, wherever boo-boos can happen. The better prepared you are, the easier it's going to be. This way you're not having to grab your child's hand and take them through, three bedrooms to get to the bathroom to where the Band-Aids are, right?
100%. And once you keep everything in one place, it's so much easier to find. And some of the essentials that I always keep on hand are Band-Aid Brand Skin Flex bandages in assorted sizes, because boo-boos come in all shapes and forms.
Exactly.
And I also keep their first aid hurt-free antiseptic wash treatment and Neosporin 24-hour infection protection pain relief ointment. So that way you can clean, treat, and protect any boo-boos.
Mm-hmm. And all the items right there, like you said, this campaign to build your own first aid. This is awesome. This is a great idea. It's like, why didn't we think about that? Or maybe we did a little bit, but it's great, Jeanette, that you're here to remind us that, hey, there's some great products out there. And, of course, who doesn't know about Band-Aid? I think all of us grew up with Band-Aid and boo-boos.
I know. And honestly, you know the best part, that it's so easy, because you just buy three participating products and you will get for free a trendy, colorful, stylist-designed first aid bag with your purchase. So that way you can personalize it and customize it according to your lifestyle. And at Target only, you can also find Band-Aid Brand designer bandages in matching colors. So that way we can always be prepared. We can keep different kits. I just finished prepping my son's first aid kit for college. Mm-hmm. So that way you just get your free bag and it brings style to the first aid aisle.
Oh my goodness, all the Mexicans are going to go out. We love bags. I mean, we're gonna storm the store just for the bags. I mean, oh yeah, don't forget to throw some Band-Aids and a couple of things in there too. we love style, and you put that out in front of us. What a great idea. I mean, this is an awesome promotion.
It really is. Plus, you stock up on stuff that you need, because we don't only need backpacks, notebooks, pencil, clothes for back to school. It's really a good moment to check on your first aid essentials. And while you're stocking up, you also get a free bag.
Well, yes, that's a big plus. Any other first aid items that we should consider putting in our free new bag?
Well, I always keep on hand Benadryl Extra Strength Itch-Stopping Anti-Itch Cream, because it really provides relief, like, for minor pains and all those itches that come from end-of-summer bug bites. So that's something else to keep handy.
Well, we're talking to Jeanette Kaplan, a bilingual journalist. She's been on numerous network shows. She's a mom, blogger, award-winning journalist. And I'll tell you, she's hooking us up here. We're all set for back to school, all the cuts and scrapes and everything like that. You've got nothing on us, because we are prepared this year, right?
Well, that's what it's all about, planning, preparing, and getting everything that you need, because that way it gives you peace of mind and it allows you to be prepared for anything life throws at you.
Yeah, because wherever there's kids, Band-Aid's got to be close, because that comes with the territory. You're just going to have scrapes, and now with back to school and everything, like you said, and I love, Jeanette, what you said in reminding us that, hey, you got a first aid kit in your car, you've got your own ready-made first aid kit there in the living room, or maybe it's the kitchen area and in other areas of the house that are really convenient, because Hey, scrapes happen everywhere, don't they?
Yes, and if your kids are really active and they have after-school activities, I also recommend keeping one in their bag because these bags are so colorful, they're super easy to find.
Well, Jeanette has had over 20 years of experience on TV, radio, online media, and as a published author. She was named one of Moms.me's top 50 mom bloggers in 2014. Jeanette, how did you get into this?
I love helping others, and as a mom, I really was searching for advice that I could use, and I started sharing my own experiences online even before I had kids, and it's been such an amazing journey because the internet allows you to reach so many people. I do TV as well, but honestly, the connection that you find in the community online is incredible because it's instant. You can get instant feedback, and that way I love finding the answers to my community's questions. So that's what I love doing.
Well, and the cool thing about it is you learn by teaching, right? I mean, you're putting out ideas and other people, hey, what about this? And better ideas are all multiplied and all shared within the community. And, you know, you're such a blessing for doing that. And you've been the go-to mom, and this is awesome.
Thank you. Thanks so much for your kind words. I love doing that, and whatever works for me, I share it because those are the practical tips, and that's why I've been sharing my own tips when building my first aid kit, because we tend to overlook that we need to check our first aid kits every single year because things expire or we use up all the bandages, and we need assorted sizes, right? So it's really important to keep that in mind because, as you were mentioning, we need to be prepared for anything.
Yeah, without a doubt. And speaking of Band-Aids, especially if you have a son like my youngest, I mean, he used up all the Band-Aids. So by the time you go in to look and the Band-Aids are all gone and you see the dog and the dog's wearing all the Band-Aids.
Oh, my goodness. Well, my daughter used to stick them on the wall, so I don't know what's worse.
Well, the dog, I'm telling you, if you saw the look on the dog's face, he seemed a little embarrassed just between you and me, you know, because dogs have feelings, too. I just want you to know that.
Oh, I know. I have a dog, too, and they do have feelings, but they're so good and they're so loyal that
absolutely.
He probably thought that your son was just playing with him.
Well, hopefully we're not giving any kids any ideas. No Band-Aids on dogs, okay? We're going to just hold them. We're going to keep them in our first aid kit. Okay, all right. We got a minute left. I'm going to let you summarize everything. Jeanette Kaplan, again, thank you so much. This special Band-Aid campaign, we get a free bag. You buy at least three. You have to buy three items, right? And they give you a free bag. But, hey, you're going to need more than three items. Just remind everybody what's critical in that, you know, create your own first aid kit.
Well, just get the Band-Aid brand Skin Flex bandages in assorted sizes. They're 5-pound stretcher. Remember to get the first aid hurt-free antiseptic wash treatment. And, of course, Neosporin 24-hour infection protection pain relief ointment so that you can clean, treat, and protect. And when you get three participating products at Target only, your local Target store or Target.com, you get your free first aid design bag while supplies last from now until the end of September.
Well, Jeanette Kaplan, award-winning journalist and founder of Hispania Global. Great job, Jeanette. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thanks so much, Bill.
Are you worried about refinancing your mortgage only to find a better rate later? Introducing the No Regret Refinance from Network Capital Funding Corporation. Mortgage rates are near all-time lows, and Network Capital is now offering one of our lowest 30-year fixed rates ever, 2.375% with a 2.54% APR. With a rate this low, you'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Our unique process is fast, simple, and secure. And right now, the Network Capital 30-year fixed rate is 2.375% with a 2.54% APR. Now, today's low rates won't last, so talk to us about the No Regret Refinance today. Call the experts at Network Capital right now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. That's 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and say big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation under the Finance Law number 603D787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available at rate lock. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
How would you like to improve your hearing by 100% for around $100 a month? Are the joys of life worth $100 a month to you? Of course they are. All Hear produces state-of-the-art hearing systems that are guaranteed to improve your hearing or your money back. These are quality devices, not some cheap imitation. That's why we guarantee your hearing will be improved.
We'll even give everyone that calls right now a free 30-day home trial. Use your hearing device for 30 days. If you're not 100% happy, send them back. And we offer easy financing plans for about $100 a month with virtually 100% approval. If you're ready to get your hearing back the way it was when you were younger, call right now for your risk-free 30-day trial.
800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. That's 800-765-2964.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Martinez here. Good to have you with us, and it's also great to have Dr. Ted Baer, the founder and publisher of Movie Guide. We got lots to talk about by way of movies and a couple of other things, because that's just the way we roll, huh, Dr. Ted?
It's the way the world goes. Entertainment is good, big enough and more powerful than a speeding boat at a bad machine. So, you know, yeah. It controls our lives.
Yes. Well, you know, the idea of movies as amusement is to give us a little bit of a mental break and a shot of decompressing, right? Because of all the stress of everyday life, this is the entertainment value and benefit of, let's say, good movies.
Yeah, I might mention that the word that we translate as entertainment in the Old Testament, which also could be translated as banquets or whatever, is mentioned frequently, and it's also mentioned in the Book of Revelation. So evidently entertainment is important. It's just when you start focusing on entertainment all the time that all the research, including the Bible, says that you lose your logic and your ability to think clearly, and even a study out of Germany said your brain shrinks. So God wants us to have time off. Actually, he has a verse that my son in Tasmania quotes that he wants us to every once in a while to have a day off, to have a banquet, to enjoy ourselves, to feast. So he calls us to do that, but it's not every day.
No.
And entertainment can be entertaining.
Yeah, exactly.
I did a whole study once upon a time when I was graduating summa cum laude on the notion of genre. And movies are a really slippery genre because they can go all the way from propaganda. There was just a movie saying that's coming out that says America's always been socialist, communist. And they're movies that can be pure entertainment, just fun And then there can be movies that are a little bit of both, like Sound of Music, which has a lot of good moral points, but it's also very entertaining.
You know, without a doubt, and we'd especially like to note those ones that have a redemptive value, that there is a payoff, and one that, you know, grows us. As you say, and I love your son's attitude about having that time off. I mean, that's why God gave us the gift of the Sabbath, right? So that we
Absolutely.
Would shut everything down. And I've got to tell you, when I received that gift, because, you know, in the early days, Ted, I'll tell you, I was like on the hamster wheel of life. I was going around in circles, and somehow it was some sort of personal pride to say, well, I never took a vacation and all that. You know, it was just craziness. And when I, you know, finally accepted that gift of the Sabbath and, you know, thanking God every time the Sabbath came along, I got to tell you, for me, it was really special when I went to Israel that one year. And we were there, you know, at the wall praying, and the Sabbath came in, and to watch the Jews come in arm, dancing, celebrating, praising God, coming into that area, boy, I'll tell you, it really opened my eyes to really have a deeper appreciation for, you know, for the Sabbath, to see how they came in. And they said, yep, every Friday, they all come in. They come dancing, celebrating, hands raised, praising God, thanking God for the Sabbath and the gift of the Sabbath. It was just real special.
It is. It is.
Well,
and I won't give you any caveats, Bill, because you could give them to me too.
So. No, yeah, that's no. Hey, it's all good. It's all about experience, Ted. And this is what I love about you, is that you're able to share such rich experiences that you've enjoyed in your life, and you know, good, bad, and everything else in between. I mean, this is, you know, how your kids have been able to benefit, and anybody who's been around you has been able to, you know, pick up these golden jewels of wisdom and experience that you've picked up along the way, and you're so generous to share them with us, and I appreciate that. I want to talk about Jungle Cruise. You know, this was much anticipated out of Disney, you know, and it harkened the days when, you know, the early days of Disney, when I think everybody that went to Disney had to go on the Jungle Cruise, and we all experienced it in one form or fashion. But I think for some people, this might be a little bit disappointing. What did you find?
We found that it was very entertaining. Mm-hmm. But it was also very woke and,
yeah.
or politically correct or whatever word you want. You know, it's got a strong feminist subtext. You know, when you went through the Jungle Cruise at Disneyland, my cousin was Walt Disney's right-hand man, and I was there on opening day because I was an actor's kid, and they hired all the actor's kid to come in and do the press junket on the opening day of Disneyland. It was friendly. And Walt Disney had grown up in a Christian home. He was named after his father's best friend, who was a Calvinist pastor, whatever you think about that.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, now her brother comes out as a, you know, as a homosexual, which we can expect, but it's very heavy-handed because he makes a very lewd sodomy joke at one point. If I told you the joke, you would be extremely upset by it.
Yeah.
So the movie has got a lot of stuff that most Christians are not going to like, and it didn't do well when it opened last week, and it didn't do as well as they expected. And I'm hoping somebody at Disney will discover that putting this stuff into it takes what could have been a really great movie with a great plot and a good story. Lily, the English scientist, hires Frank, a debt-ridden boat captain. Where have we heard this plot before?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they don't get along, and finally they, you know, fall in love. There's a lot of good things. There's an evil German prince. I guess the only evil people could be German right now. But, you know, in a submarine tailing them, a lot of exciting adventures. And then in the middle of it, they put all this politically correct, woke, LGBTQ content, which, you know, is going to turn off a lot of Christians.
You know, without a doubt. And, Ted, do you think it would be possible? Disney does this, you know, to make money. I mean, they have the fiduciary responsibility, you know, to their investors. You know, does it find its way back in the editing room? And maybe they think they could make some adjustments, or is it once it's done, it's done?
Once it's done, it's done. And it'll go on the heap of films that were never quite good enough. mm-hmm. from Disney, and even the major reviewers who were talking about the fact that it didn't do as well as it should have done because of $200 million movie. There was a great article in Variety. Mm-hmm. I know you don't read Variety, but it was saying that for a $200,000 movie, you've got to do $500,000 at the box office to break even.
Mm-hmm.
It did about $500 million at the box office to break even. It did about $40 million opening. It just didn't do well enough, and it's never going to get to the point that it pays itself off.
Mm-hmm.
So the reviewers, when they see that a movie is floundering, they start saying it's not a very good movie. Mm-hmm. And they don't understand why it's not a very good movie. It's not a very good movie because you stick your finger in the eye of the audience with
exactly.
these statements.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the statements, if you heard what the brother said, don't go to the movie to find out.
No. And I've heard. You know, and you're right. And that's, you know, that's a warning to our audience there. And, but, you know, there is a specific formula, and you teach on this, Ted, of what the movie public, you know, the consumer wants, you know, from their entertainment and from the movies. And when you're true to that, that seems to do mostly well.
That's exactly right. And it does better at the box office. And 90% of the top streaming films last year had positive Christian content. Mm-hmm. That doesn't mean that they were all Christian. But it does mean that the top films last year, also none of them in the top 10 had any politically correct content. So somehow the studios, now I meet with studios all the time, so I'm not mm-hmm. going to be totally negative about this.
Right. Well, it's just a process. Experience defines preference. And the one thing about movies, like you say, you know, you spend $200 million on a movie and it doesn't deliver. Ouch, that's painful. Well, then, you know, note to self and let's learn some lessons and do better the next time because we can't continue to produce $200 million, actually, $200 million worth of movie that doesn't deliver. Boy, that's that's not just a way to, you know, to continue on a successful business. Another movie that you're reviewing there at movieguide.org is Resort to Love, huh?
The Resort to Love is an excellent movie. And this is the same person who's been appointed head of Faith and Family. I met with them recently at Netflix. Of course, the word has come down from the top that they've got to put in diversity. They did not in this. This is a very wholesome story, a typical romance. You know, a singer doesn't make it. She goes off to an island. Usually they go off home to the Midwest. mm-hmm. And she finds out she has to be the wedding singer, and the man that she was going to marry is getting married. She's got to sing at his wedding.
Oh, wow.
What could be worse than that? And of course, there's got to be, you know, another love interest who's mm-hmm. his handsome brother. But it's very well done. It's got a lot of positive mentions of God. It extols positive relationships. And I know the person in charge of it.
Yes.
And they have a good sense of what is good. And mm-hmm. they were complaining about, you know, now we've been told to do diversity because they don't want to do that. And so, you know, quite often the people who are actually making the movies don't want to bend to the politically correct agenda. And we have mm-hmm. to see what's going to happen.
Yeah.
But the movie studios need to make a tremendous amount of money mm-hmm. to keep going. And
exactly.
they could just wipe all that out by paying attention to the 3% of the people who like the LGBTQ agenda.
Well, we got to put a wrap on things. Dr. Ted Baer has been our guest from MovieGuide.org. You can also read about the Scarlett Johansson monumental legal battle versus Disney, speaking of Disney. And it's an interesting read as well, along with some more movie reviews. Ted, as always, a joy. Thank you so much for being with us. Appreciate it. God bless.
Have a great day. Bye-bye.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you afraid?